Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, today as we continue on through the Ascent Psalms, we are looking today basically at praising the Lord and thanking the Lord for His being with us, for His being with us, for His being on our side. And so let's open with a word of prayer as we get into this little 8-verse psalm on the Lord, the defense of His people. And we owe everything to the fact that the Lord is on our side, right? Well, Father, we bow down before You this morning, the family meeting once again, and what a joy it is just to shut out that world a bit and shut out the busyness and listen to You and review, hear Your word and be blessed by You and by the truth of Your word, blessed by the name of Jesus, blessed by Your name. And so guide us as we look at this little psalm this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we look at this psalm is about the Lord on our side. It starts out, the construction is a little bit difficult, and if you have some of your Bibles will have, if it had not been, all in italics, because that's really not in the Hebrew word there, but that's really what it means. So we'll go with that, if it had not been the Lord. Now that's quite a mouthful. Of course, in the Hebrew, it's only two words, but you know, they get to the point maybe more quickly than we do. But both verses, first verse and second verse, begin the same way. If it had not been the Lord, if it had not been the Lord. Now we have a pattern here. Of course, we're in the Old Testament, remember. And then we'll have if, and then we'll have three thens. Then. And remember the whole book of Deuteronomy and other places where it was the if then in the Old Covenant. If you obey, then I will bless you. If you disobey, then you will be cursed. If and then the results. And of course, Jesus came to do away with it. He came to be the if, right? He is our if, because He paid the price for us, and He has forgiven us of our sins if we but repent and turn to Him. So we begin by saying, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. And then there's a let there, let Israel now say. So he's just kind of introducing this psalm here, this little 8-verse psalm about the fact that the Lord is on our side. I kind of like that quote from Abraham Lincoln, you know, in Civil War. Somebody said, is God on our side or the other side? And Abraham said, it's not important. But what is important that we're on His side, right? So we thank Him for being on our side. Book of James 4:8, as you know, says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. So if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel not now say, and again, if it had not been the Lord, now we've got a bunch of consequences and so forth, or triumphs really. When men rose against us, then, here's a then, first then they would have swallowed us alive. Notice the protection that's in that verse. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. So you think you're defenseless when the world comes against you as His child? And this verse says no, if it had not been. When their wrath was kindled against us, and we see that going on all the time, don't we? The world is angry with Christians, getting more angry here. It's been angry with Christians all around the world since time began, but with our Christian heritage here, we've been pretty much sheltered from this, but it's changing. We're becoming, United States becoming more like the world, so the persecution here is coming much more great, it would seem. Then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. I've been walking this week down by the river, and usually it's just a concrete dry bed, but there's a lot of water in it this week again, and you just watch that water moving, and you see it carrying all kinds of things, anywhere from shopping carts to bed frames and stuff down it. I mean, the water just moves, right? It the water's overwhelming whatever's in front of it, really. But here's that thing. If the Lord had not been our side, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our what? Body? No. Soul. Now we're getting serious. The body's going to be overwhelmed and it's going to die, right? But the soul, that's the part of us that never dies. The soul would have gone, stream would have gone over our soul. Our soul could be lost forever without the Lord being on our side, right? Then the swollen waters. So here now we have a stream and now we have swollen waters. That's a flood. So even if there's a flood, we are protected. Without that, we would be lost. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. So again, over our soul by the streams and by the floods. Now the psalm changes to blessings and help. Verse 6, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. I don't know if I've been thanking the Lord much for that. Prey given to their teeth. I mean, in my own way, I've been thanking the Lord for that, but not in those words. Prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. You know, since the introduction of ammunition and guns, we don't hunt much with snares anymore. But in the old days, that's the way you would catch a bird. You'd set a trap or a snare, and the bird was unaware of that, basically, and would get into the trap, and then there's no way out. So that's the picture here. The snare is broken. Our soul has escaped as the bird from the snare of the fowler. Not only has he kept us to be safe and protected us, but he breaks the snare. He breaks it. The snare is broken and we have escaped. So think of that the next time that you feel being caught or being about to be caught by the snare of the evil one. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. The snare is going to be broken. The snare is broken and we have escaped. And then finally, the catch-all of the whole psalm, our help, our help, our help is in the name of the Lord. Where is your help practically in your life? My help is in my doctor. My help is in my medication. My help is with the latest gossip that's out there that I want to find out about it. For my help is in man. Well, this psalmist says, our help is in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. And who is that? Who made heaven and earth? Now that's a pretty good reference, isn't it? The creator of all things, his name, hallowed be his name, blessed be his name. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Father, as we think about how thankful are we, how truly grateful are we for your great gift of grace and mercy that you've extended to us, we deserve nothing, nothing but hell, and you've given us everything, everything. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And forgive us. Forgive me for complaining. Forgive me for being in even despair at times when there's no reason for the despair. Oh, I'm really suffering. I've got a hangnail. Oh, it hurts so badly, you know, or something as big as a hangnail. And sometimes we get really concerned about that. And I guess that's so, a thorn, whatever. But Lord, compared to my soul and eternity, it's just nothing. So Lord, we thank you that you're on our side. We thank you that you protect your people. And you have said, if you live and believe in me, you shall never die. Oh, the resurrection, as we're coming upon that season now as well. Just help us to really understand with great gratitude and thanksgiving what you have done. And you have done it. It's finished. It is finished. Tetelestai. It is finished. All the redemptive work was done on the cross. So thank you, Lord. Help us to recognize that as well. So guide us in our prayer time this morning, Lord, as we would pray, as you would lead us. And help us, therefore, to be effective in prayer. In Jesus' name, lead us. Amen. Let's close here with a hymn. Our God, our help in ages past, he has been our help, our hope from year to come. The words are on the first page of the notes there. Let's stand and sing this. Father, we recognize 1,000 ages are nothing to you. Yes. And we're just a tiny little blip here on the frame of eternity. But Lord, you have given us the opportunity to make eternal investments, which time is running out. And once you have us out of here, we no longer can do that. And so, Lord, it's all in your hands. We recognize that. We can't save anybody. But help us to show your light as we go forth today. And if you give us tomorrow, tomorrow as well. And may we just listen to you and respond to you. Eyes on you. You are on our side. We want to make sure we're on your side. Mindful of that, Matthew 7. In that day, many will say, I prophesied in your name. I did wonders in your name, and you will say, depart from me, I never knew you. Lord, we want to be sure those we see know the importance that you know them. Everybody says they know Jesus. Even more say they know God. But what God are they speaking of? And unless they know you, Lord Jesus, unless you know them, we know what the word says. So help us to be bearers of that good news, Lord, and looking to you and your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.